This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Thank an American Farmer or Rancher, a Thanksgiving-themed activity for pre-K first-grade students, helps teachers explain where food comes from, courtesy of the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. Through this activity, teachers also ask students to write, draw, or create thank you letters or cards for America's farmers. A free lesson plan and a letter from a farmer, suggestions for books to read, class discussion ideas, and more are available at agfoundation.org. Not so long ago, we welcomed our first visitors to our farm, wrote Katie Hager in this week's Focus on Ag column. Further, at the time, I wasn't exactly sure what to show them, what to say, or what they'd be most interested in. But we easily filled the time looking at machinery, touring our buildings, and discussing the crops we grow and how we know where to plant them. Hager is a member of AFBF's Go Team with her blogs at hagerfamilyfarms.woodpress.com and shares at Hager Farms on Facebook. Farmer and rancher members are invited to help AFBF prioritize different options to improve the farm bill while also recognizing the likely budgetary challenges. AFBF is seeking input for informational purposes only. This process does not replace the organization's regular policy development process. In the coming weeks, farm bill survey questions will be published in various formats. Here's this week's survey question on nutrition programs. We anticipate another strong push to separate nutrition programs from the rest of the Farm Bill. Consistent with Farm Bureau policy, we have previously opposed such measures as the current policy and political relationship between nutrition programs and farm programs has been the best course of action to ensure Congress can continue to pass a Farm Bill. Do we continue to hold that belief? What is your view? Changes in regulation announced by the Obama administration last week offer improved access to Cuba for some sectors of U.S. agriculture. Dave Salmonson, AFBF's trade specialist, explained some of these changes. He says there have been some changes for financing for agricultural inputs that U.S. companies can sell into Cuba. In addition, a rule that blocked U.S. ships traveling directly to Cuba from returning to the U.S. for 180 days has been eliminated. That will bode well for the future of increasing trade in agricultural products between the U.S. and Cuba. With the Senate and House each passing its own version of the Water Resources Development Act of 2016, staff members from both chambers are expected to work during the October recess to negotiate a final bill Congress can approve after the election and send to the president for his signature. WRDA provides funding that helps put America's inland waterways and port infrastructure on a solid and sustainable foundation to contribute to U.S. economic growth, jobs, and global competitiveness for generations to come, according to Farm Bureau. AFBF strongly believes that American agriculture needs President Barack Obama's continued engagement with China's President Xi Jinping on agricultural innovation and trade. Despite progress and assurances made by China to streamline and expedite consideration in biotechnology products, many that have already received scientific approval, they are languishing in the final approval phase. The administration has pushed hard on this issue and has one last opportunity for a high-level engagement. In November, the Joint Commission on Commerce and Trade with China will meet once again. Ideally, Chinese biotech approvals would be a top issue of discussion. In the effort to support and make known the need for China to establish a transparent, predictable, and practical approach to both biotechnology approvals and imports of grains and oilseeds that may contain GMOs, a bipartisan House letter is being circulated for signature, which Farm Bureau is encouraging members to sign. The letter was drafted by Representatives Adrian Smith of Nebraska, Jim Costa of California, Dan Newhouse of Washington, Rodney Davis of Illinois, and Susan Delbean of Washington. AFBF has submitted supportive comments to docket number AMS LPS 160060, the Agriculture Department's Agricultural Marketing Services request for public comment on a petition to amend standards to include detention and actual age documentation for determining carcass maturity for beef quality grading. Farm Bureau's comments highlight the positive economic impact on producers, the benefits to consumers, and the merits of harmonizing carcass aging methods across USDA agencies. The 6th annual Local and Regional Food Conference, which brings farmers and industry together to learn how to be engaged in meeting the demand for local and regional food, will take place November 15th at the Pavilion in Marion, Illinois. The one-day event is a collaboration of the Illinois Farm Bureau and Southern Illinois Farm Bureaus, Missouri Farm Bureau, Kentucky Farm Bureau, Indiana Farm Bureau, Illinois Department of Agriculture, Southern Illinois University, University of Illinois Extension, Food Works, and Illinois Specialty Growers Association. The event is an opportunity for farmers and industry to convene and learn about the different local and regional projects that are taking shape and learn from experts in the industry. A few of the planned topics includes an overview of local and regional food projects throughout Illinois and the country, the Farm Bill, what do you want to see in the next Farm Bill, how do local and regional food, agritourism, wineries, and special events come together, food safety, farmers markets and the Cottage Food Act and farmers market sampling guidelines, marketing to grocery stores and food service markets such as restaurants, schools, and universities, and direct-to-consumer programs, the Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy, and what are Illinois farmers doing to implement it. The event will be held at the Pavilion in Marion, Illinois from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on November 15th. Event registration is $25 for Farm Bureau members or $35 for non-Farm Bureau members, and includes all event materials and lunch. Due to limited seating, registration must be completed by November 10th. On-site registration is $40 per person. For more information and online registration, visit the Illinois Farm Bureau website at www.ilfb.org and click on the IFB News and Events tab. Illinois Farm Bureau encourages members to apply for a place on the Action Teams, a great involvement opportunity. Applicants can select the team that matches their interest and skills. You can choose from consumer outreach, leadership development, membership promotion, or quality of life. Each team consists of 10 to 15 men and women with a variety of leadership and life experiences. Teams meet just twice a year in Bloomington to develop and launch new, innovative statewide Farm Bureau programs that address the needs of agriculture and farm families. Maybe you've seen the pro-agriculture messages on grocery carts, or maybe you've seen the theater advertising or heard about the Tag Out for Safety project. You might even know someone who participates in Collegiate Farm Bureau. All of these were Action Team projects. For more information or an application, contact your County Farm Bureau. Applications will be accepted until November 24th. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.